Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump is undergoing treatment at a military hospital this weekend after testing positive for the coronavirus. He released a personal video message Friday thanking Americans for their support. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
The president tweeted out the short video after he arrived at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support. I'm going to Walter Reed Hospital. I think I'm doing very well. But we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will never forget it. Thank you.
The White House says the president was going to Walter Reed at the recommendation of physicians and medical experts. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said the move was being made out of an abundance of caution and that the president remains in good spirits. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
President Trump's physician says the president is being treated with remdesivir. NPR's Joe Palca reports that's a drug usually reserved for hospitalized COVID-19 patients who are quite ill.
Remdesivir is an antiviral drug made by Gilead Sciences. It's administered intravenously, typically to hospitalized patients, for 5 days, 10 days for sicker patients. So far, the best medical evidence suggests the drug reduces hospital stays by about 4 days. It's not clear if it prevents deaths from COVID-19. An expert panel convened by the National Institutes of Health concluded there are insufficient data to recommend either for or against the use of remdesivir in patients with mild or moderate COVID-19. The president also received an experimental monoclonal antibody therapy made by the company Regeneron. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Overseas now to India, where the number of deaths from the coronavirus pandemic now tops 100,000. The Indian Health Ministry says the country crossed that threshold today and says nearly 6.5 million people have been infected, second only to the United States. The chief executives of Facebook, Google, and Twitter have agreed to testify before Congress about a legal shield that protects the tech industry. NPR's Bobby Allen reports it comes shortly after the Senate Commerce Committee voted to subpoena tech company CEO.
For the second time this year, some of the biggest names in Silicon Valley will sit down for virtual questions from members of Congress. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Google's Sundar Pichai, and Twitter's Jack Dorsey. In July, Zuckerberg and Pichai were among executives grilled by lawmakers. At the end of October, the two of them, with the addition of Dorsey, will be peppered with questions about a law known as Section 230. It's a decades-old protection that lets tech platforms avoid getting sued for what people post. It also lets companies moderate content. Democrats say the law has let misinformation and hate speech spread. Republicans say it has silenced conservative views. The platforms say they apply their content policy rules fairly. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is NPR. The wildfires in California are expected to reach an unprecedented milestone in terms of the number of acres burned. Jonathan Cox is a deputy chief with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection.
Unfortunately, we're at a historic moment where we are going to cross the 4 million acres burned mark in California this year. It's never happened before in recorded history. The largest record we have before this for an annual acreage burned was 1.5 million.
Firefighters are getting a break. Red flag warnings for extreme fire danger expiring this morning after powerful winds did not materialize on Friday. Stock prices posted modest gains this week for the first time in weeks, but NPR's Jim Ciroli reports that investors remain worried about the slowing economy.
Both the S&P 500 and the Dow finished in positive territory. Still, there was plenty of cause for concern. The slowdown in air travel and no sign yet of additional rescue dollars for the industry from Congress caused United and American Airlines to announce major job cuts. And the September jobs report suggested the rebound in economic growth is slowing. The tumultuous political climate also appears to be weighing heavily on investors' minds. The contentious presidential debate was followed by the revelation that President Trump has tested positive for the coronavirus. The news sent stock prices down sharply on Friday, though they recovered a lot of lost ground by the end of the day. Jim Ciroli, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.